This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour. Amid the chaos of the pandemic, protests following another police shooting of a black man, devastating wildfires and hurricanes, President Trump accepted his party's nomination at a Republican National Convention like no other. So, how did the president defend his record and make the case for another 4 years? And were Republicans able to energize Trump's base while also winning over voters on the fence? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
And Hall of Fame college basketball coach John Thompson has died. He made Georgetown University a national champion and was outspoken about matters of race. Jeffrey Brown looks at his life.
Georgetown will finish the year.
John Thompson Jr. made history that day in 1984, becoming the first black head coach to win an NCAA title. He was known for transforming Georgetown into a powerhouse and molding basketball greats like Patrick Ewing and Allen Iverson both on and off the court.
Coach Thompson was saving my life. No other schools were recruiting me anymore. My mom went to Georgetown and begged him to give me a chance. And he did.
Thompson saw his own role as going beyond basketball.
I could use it to open a doorway for myself or for other people. It was an educational instrument for me.
Thompson made a point of recruiting black athletes to the predominantly white campus and spoke out about injustices he saw. In 1989, he famously walked off the court before a game to protest an NCAA scholarship rule he felt would hurt disadvantaged students.
Because of the success we were having as a basketball coach, and me being an African American, I had an obligation to say something about it, so I did.
The NCAA ultimately modified the rule. John Thompson coached at Georgetown for 27 seasons and won almost 600 games. He was 78 years old. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.